Question number one, recovering from sexual addiction.
Would it be dangerous to continue including sexual acts that were a primary focus for my spouse's sexual addiction during our own sex life? They were a part of our sex life before I found out about his affairs and sexual addiction. Does it depend on why, or is it dangerous either way because it could be a trigger for him? That's a really hard one to answer generally. For instance, if someone were having intercourse with their affair partner and then wanting to have intercourse with their mate, then I would say that certainly I don't know that that would be a bad thing to continue having intercourse with your mate as a result. So I do think that your point here is that does it depend on the why, or is it dangerous either way because it could be a trigger? And I do think it probably very much depends on the why. And it at that sense or in that way, it's something I think the two of you should be able to discuss, that there needs to definitely be a connection. It's if he's using it in an addictive way, then I would say it's very dangerous. If he's using it in a way that is still connecting with you, I don't think it's bad. If it's a trigger, he needs to have responsibility to admit that it's a trigger and back away and do something different. And so it would be up to your mate ultimately to be honest about that. Hopefully it's something that the two of you could speak about and ultimately grow from. And if you got a therapist, probably a good thing to talk to your therapist about, just to kind of get a third party's opinion. And just because what you want to do ultimately is grow in love together and not let it be about the addiction.